Hi there. I'd like to ask you a very important question. If you died today, are you 100% sure that you'd go to heaven? There's a lot of people out there in the world that would claim that their reformation is going to save them, or that by turning over a new leaf and trusting in Christ, that they're going to go to heaven. But a lot of people today just haven't really understood the gospel. They haven't understood the message, the crystal clear message that Christ preached when he was on this earth. And that the apostles gave. And that's the message that I want to share with you right now. And so if you're not 100% sure that you're going to heaven when you die, I would encourage you to listen to this video from start to finish and simply receive Christ as your Savior. The first thing that you need to understand about the gospel is that it's simple. The Bible says, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." And so the Bible clearly tells us that there is simplicity in the Lord Jesus Christ and that there is simplicity in salvation. And so anybody that would tell you that salvation is complicated or it's hard to get to heaven, they're not understanding the simple message. The Bible says it's simple and easy because Jesus made it easy because he did the hard part. And so the first thing that you need to understand in order to be saved is that not only is the gospel simple, but that we're all sinners. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And so God's glory is up here and we've all fallen short. We are down here. And in order to be restored and have a right relationship with God, we have to have our sins forgiven. And the reason that we die is actually because of sin. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. And so because we're sinners, one day, we're going to have to die. But the Bible takes it a step further. The Bible says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." And so that's what we deserve for our sin, is the second death. And notice how it says, "All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone," which is the second death. I've lied before. You've lied before. And if you say that you haven't lied before, you're lying to yourself. You're lying right now. And so everybody's committed sin. And look, we've all done stuff worse than lying. And so according to God's word, we would deserve hell for our sin. That's God's standard of righteousness. But because God loves us and because he doesn't want anybody to go to hell when they die, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to take our place and to take our sin debt. See, it required a perfect lamb, a perfect substitute, in order to take away the sin of the world and the sins of you and I. See, when Jesus was on this earth, he went about doing many miracles. Jesus raised people from the dead. And Jesus would always tell the truth. And sometimes whenever you tell the truth, people get really offended. And sometimes the truth is simply hate to those who hate the truth. And they hated Jesus so much that they actually took and nailed him to the cross. And while Jesus was on the cross, the Bible says that who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. And so every sin that I've ever done, and every sin that you've ever done, it was as if Jesus had done it himself. He was being punished in our place for our sins. And so, like I said, he was the substitute lamb. He was the one who came and took your sins and my sins upon his own shoulders on that cross and bare them in his own body, as the Bible says. And the Bible even simply says that God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so even though we were sinners, even though we didn't deserve the gift of salvation and the opportunity to go to heaven, Jesus Christ came and took our place as a substitute. And so the Bible says that he died not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. And so anybody can be saved by simply receiving the gift of salvation. Now, in order to be saved, you have to understand that you are a sinner, that your sin condemns you before God, that you'll not only die, but have to face the second death without the Savior. And that number three, that Jesus simply paid for your sins because he loved you and wanted to take your place and die for you, even though you were his enemy. That's how much he loved you and I. He decided to give his life, not for a friend, but for an enemy. The people that spit on him, the people that whipped him, the people that drove the nails in his hands, the Bible says that he died for them. That is some amazing love. You know, I might lay down my life for somebody that I love, my wife or my kids, but I can't imagine laying down my life for my enemy. Jesus loved us so much that he decided to lay down his life while we were sinners. The Bible even says that Christ died for us. And so even though we didn't deserve the gift of salvation and a substitute lamb, God decided to provide that to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, obviously, they took Jesus' body down and buried it. But 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. And that's the gospel, is simply believing that Jesus died for your sins and was buried and rose again. The Bible even simply just says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now, notice how it says, thou shalt be saved, not thou might be saved, or thou could be saved if you continue in the faith. No, the Bible says that if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. It's a done deal. Once you receive Christ as your Savior, Jesus says that whoso cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He also says that you're in his hand and he's in the Father's hand. And he says that no man shall be able to pluck you from his hand. And so you can't lose your salvation. There's a crowd out there today that says that if you don't do the works, that you're not really saved. But the Bible simply says, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. And so salvation is not by works. Salvation is all a free gift. You simply receive it by faith. It's not about turning over a new leaf or repenting of your sins. You simply repent or turn from whatever you're trusting in to trusting in Christ and Christ alone. Remember, all the glory goes to God for salvation. If it was half my works and half the works that Christ did when he was paying for my sins, then he wouldn't be truly the Savior. I would be a co-Savior with the Lord. In order to be saved, you have to put all of your faith, all of your trust, all of your confidence in what Jesus did to get you to heaven. Jesus said, I have the power to lay down my life, and I have the power to take it again unto myself. And so Jesus is God. Jesus said in John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. So if you trust Christ right now in this moment as your Savior, the Bible says that you have everlasting life. That's life that goes forever, that cannot be terminated. People say, well, what if I stop believing? Well, what if I stop believing that my earthly father was my father? It wouldn't change the fact that I'm his son. And the Bible says that when you trust Christ as your Savior, that you're born again into the family of God. Jesus told Nicodemus the Pharisee, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. To go to heaven, you simply have to trust Christ as your Savior. And the moment that you do that, you're born into God's family. And just as a child will disobey his parents and will receive punishment, the Bible says that God will punish us when we commit sin as his children, but he will never cast us out. The Bible says, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And so if you receive Christ as your Savior, the Bible says that he will chasten and scourge you of your sins, but you will not be condemned no matter what, because whosoever liveth and believeth in Christ shall never die. So salvation is either eternal or it's not. And if you're not saved, you need to simply ask Jesus to give you the gift of everlasting life. Life that lasts forever. Jesus said in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So salvation is a one-time thing, a one-time event, where you come to Jesus Christ, you eat of the bread of life that he gives you. Think about it. How hard is it to eat bread? Not very hard, right? It's, you know, salvation is as simple as eating a piece of bread or taking a sip of water, or opening a door and walking through it. Jesus says, I am the door. If any man enter in by me, he shall be saved. And so it's a promise that if you trust Christ, you will be saved. The Bible says, and this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. And so in order to receive that gift, all you simply have to do is ask Jesus to save you. The Bible says in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The Bible says a few verses later, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever, that's you, that's me, that's everybody. Anybody who trusts Christ as their Savior can experience the gift of salvation and be saved from their sin. And that salvation only comes by simply trusting Christ and what he did on the cross.